I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State isn't just putting up shop in Pakistan. They've got their eyes on the entirety now of Central Asia. Turkmenistan has sent defense troops to its border to guard against ISIS. A new recruitment video is calling Afghans to wage jihad against Jews and Christians. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says many terrorist groups in Pakistan are also answering that call. FMI-supported pastors are responding by teaching Christians how to avoid trouble and yet still share the gospel.
Our churches are preparing people. Our national leadership teams are holding a special conference. We have a lot of good things coming up, even in the midst of all this havoc.
Elsewhere, did you ever think that the worst thing that's ever happened to you could actually be the best thing that could ever happen? Well, that's exactly what happened to Jocelyn, a woman with Buckner International's Family Place program. Jocelyn has a traumatic testimony filled with abuse and addictions, but God saved her. She now uses her past to help others, and she sees the hope and goodness of God. Pray for continued protection for Jocelyn and her two kids as they continue in the Buckner Family Place program. And most children don't view summer camp as their last hope. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says that due to Greece's financial state, summer camps might be the only source of hope that some kids have.
The crisis has killed the young people's dreams. They cannot dream of a better future. They kind of have lost hope that things can get better. And it's important to be able to come alongside them and tell them about Christ.
Time and time again, AMG staff has witnessed kids' lives changed and hope restored when they decide to follow Christ. Pray wisdom for the camp counselors as they teach children about Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.